The Australian dollar is at its lowest point in more than a decade, which is normally good news for exporters of agricultural crops. This time, though, it's not quite so simple. In what has been a tumultuous week for stock markets, the Australian-US exchange rate sits around 65 cents now. Tobin Gorey from the Commonwealth Bank says that does have ramifications for agriculture.
So I guess, you know, we stretch it out to, you know, two parts. If we say that the Aussie was at mid-January before the epidemic really came to prominence, it was about 68 cents, and now it's down to about just under 65 cents now. So, like you say, it was important before. I think it was a very important part of the quite relatively high prices we see for most ag commodities, particularly in the grains, where there's less supply pressure. Prices up. Now it's dropped another sort of 3 to 4 cents. That's obviously fattened up that sort of Aussie dollar related premium in prices.
Yeah, and so on that note, I guess very broadly speaking, usually a lower Australian dollar is seen as a good thing for ag exports. Is that the case this time around?
Well, yes, it is. I think the context, I guess, you're referring to there is people are worrying about what's happening to global economic growth. Does that mean consumers want they want to buy less things, and so we have less exports? It does matter. It does affect agri commodities as well, but it's just less than other ones, just because, you know, people might they might not be taking trips, they might not be going out, but they'll still be eating. So it'll get sort of, they may do a lot more eating at home than they otherwise would, but they'll still be eating.
So will some agricultural commodities benefit more than others?
Definitely, because, you know, I guess the old one is always cotton a bit, because it is it's not really a food commodity. Mm. It's more of an industrial commodity, so it has suffered quite, probably the, among the worst among the ag commodities since this epidemic blew up. The other ones, though, you know, they do suffer a bit, but but the demand is still there. You know, the cotton's kind of the one that you know, exemplifies why the others don't. You don't stop eating, as I say, because you're stuck indoors or ill or something like that. But you're not going to go and buy, you know, new sheets and tablecloths and T-shirts if you're worried about your income.
So things like your wheats and your sugars and dairies do tend to go better under the lower exchange rate?
Yes, they do. So you're getting paid more. There's a few other issues there. The issues, I guess, sugar and wheat have quite different dynamics going on in their own, you know, supply and demand fundamentals. Yeah. And I guess a measure of their ag commodities resilience to that is that the markets are often more focused on those issues than the bigger macro ones. Mm.
I suppose the other edge of the sword when you're talking exchange rate differences, though, would be that importing becomes more expensive, so input costs, you presume, may rise.
On a translation basis, they will. I guess the other offsetting thing that's going on, though, is that a lot of those costs are to do with energy, and given oil prices have, they've basically halved since mid-January, so other energy prices will fall as well. So a lot of those inputs, you know, going into, you know, fertilisers and straight out fuel, of course, obviously, those prices have fallen. So you do get a bit of offset there. So it's kind of a, you know, it's, I think, you know, on net back of the envelope, we're probably better off from the fall for rural producers.
Mm. And on the idea, you touched on the idea of the export challenges, the physical logistical challenges of ports being, you know, slowed down or suspended in some cases. Is that likely to have a big impact?
I think it's one of those things that flares up every now and then. So it's like if there's an issue with getting a ship unloaded or, you know, a port's closed or something like that, then that does cause a problem. Or because you're shipping more slowly because you know that the other end, it's going to, the offtake is slower as well, just because of, you know, disruption from the epidemic. So that does have an impact there. But it's kind of, it's a second order thing. And I think the the worry about sort of broader demand and consumers' incomes is more important than that is.
Yeah, and so on that, maybe to finish up, we've obviously seen such kind of volatility in the broader markets recently, and a lot of people talking about, you know, that it's fear. A lot of people saying, well, you've got to remember that this is a health crisis, not a financial crisis. Does all of that buy into ag commodities, or are they kind of a bit separated?
I think they're part of it. There's no doubt about that. They have been affected by it. So, you know, sort of even for, you know, the grains and oil feeds, you know, staple food type stuff, it's they're off. You know, their prices have fallen probably 10% since January anyway. Mm. But that's a lot less than other commodities have, and, you know, obviously other financial assets have, like equities. You're right to highlight that this is a health issue. And I think the, you know, health professionals are doing the best they can, but they're still struggling with how to contain this and how bad it looks. So we, you know, as analysts on the sidelines of that, we don't know how, you know, deep and long this is going to be. So we're struggling to assess the impact. So, you know, my first message is uncertainty. We just don't know. That doesn't mean it's Armageddon. It doesn't mean it's paradise either, obviously, but it is just uncertainty.
Tobin Gorey from the Commonwealth Bank. And in some news just to hand, the US President Donald Trump has just announced that the US will be suspending all travel from Europe to the US for the course of the next 30 days. The UK is exempt from that rule, but this news is just being announced now. The US President Donald Trump suspending all travel from Europe to the US for the next 30 days.